Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is sticking with Jason Garrett as the head coach, at least for the rest of this season. He talked to 105.3 The Fan and said, Garrett is the right man for the job, and he's one of the good coaches.
Jason Garrett is one of them. In my opinion, Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next year.
He just didn't say with which team. Jones says dumping a coach and getting someone else doesn't guarantee anything.
I've seen a lot of coaches. I've seen their names mentioned, but they can't guarantee me a Super Bowl or guarantee my fans a Super Bowl. And I know that. And I know the things that have to go around them and what has to fall right to get it done.
Cowboys have a big game on Thursday. They travel to Chicago to take on the Bears. Today is Giving Tuesday. Susan Hoff with United Way of Metropolitan Dallas says it's a chance to shift the focus from holiday spending to helping others.
It's kind of modeled on Black Friday and Cyber Monday as a way to really get people focused on a singular act, and in this instance, instead of buying and consuming, the singular act is giving.
Last year, Giving Tuesday raised more than $30 million for 500 nonprofit groups in North Texas. Man died Saturday after he fell from a roof while hanging his Christmas lights. Now people are rallying around his family. Bailey Friday has that.
Felipe Gallegos hung Christmas lights and washed windows professionally. He owned his own business with his wife, Alicia Flick, and their 17-year-old son. Saturday night, the family was hanging lights on a client's house in Rome when Gallegos fell. He was rushed to Medical City Denton, where he later died. Flick is now a single parent restarting the family business, their only source of income, without her husband. And the community wants to help. A GoFundMe page created for the family yesterday has already generated over $35,000. Flick says the unexpected support is comforting. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Botham Jean's brother has won an award from a law enforcement group for what he did after Amber Geiger's trial.
Brant John got permission from the judge to hug Amber Geiger after she was sentenced for murdering her brother in his own apartment.
Everyone in that room is human. People are gonna act with emotion.
Brant John was awarded the Ethical Courage Award from the Institute for Law Enforcement Administration. He says he hopes his brother's case will lead to changes in police training. The family's lawyer, Daryl Washington, says Geiger testified she did not remember her de-escalation or CPR training.
Yet, the chief of police issues a statement shortly after saying that training had nothing to do with Amber Geiger taking the life of Botham.
The Institute for Law Enforcement Administration says it usually gives the award to an officer, but the head of the group says Brant John's hug did so much to heal Dallas, giving the award to him was appropriate. In Plano, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Big section of Preston Oaks Shopping Center has to be demolished after that October tornado.
The southeast corner of Preston Road and Royal Lane sustained substantial damage due to the tornado. And after structural engineers came in, it was determined that many of the buildings were a total loss.
Central Market is able to be restored, as well as the McDonald's and the outparcel buildings. But because of the path and the direction that it went through on site, the remaining centers are going to have to be torn down and completely demolished in order to be rebuilt.
The property is owned by Regency Center, and spokesman Eric Davidson said they hope to have the stores affected on the property completely demolished by the end of the year. They will then submit a plan to rebuild for city approval. No word yet on what businesses plan to come back. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Flood relief comes soon to areas of Dallas thanks to the largest tunnel boring machine ever assembled in the state.
Affectionately named Big Tex by permission of the State Fair of Texas, the tunnel boring machine measures 38 feet in diameter by 230 feet long. Councilman Lee Kleinman says it will soon get to work in carving out an underground drainage tunnel.
It includes a 5-mile underground tunnel that provides drainage and flooding relief for east and southeast Dallas.
Assistant City Manager Majed Al-Ghafri says disruptions will be kept to a minimum.
There will be minimal utility relocation as well as minimal street and traffic impacts.
The tunnel boring machine will be lowered into place underground piece by piece starting tomorrow, and the lowering and reassembly process is expected to last 2 to 3 months. In East Dallas, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the city of Dallas is now the official headquarters of the Ministry of Silly Walks.
Dallas was the first place in the United States to air Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Monty Python got its start in Dallas, Texas. And so the Pythons are all really, they feel warmly about Dallas.
John Cleese will come to Dallas tomorrow to accept the Ernie Kovacs Award from the Dallas Video Fest. Founder Bart Weiss is also a professor at UT Arlington. He says the festival will also show clips from Kovacs' career. Kovacs would have turned 100 this year.
He was an early television comic who was the first comedian and really the first person in television to understand what the medium could do.
Weiss says Cleese and Kovacs shared the same passion to test limits for what television could accomplish. Dallas Video Fest will show Kovacs' films tonight at Alamo Drafthouse in Richardson, then Cleese will accept the award tomorrow. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.